I would like to sincerely thank the delegation of the Macau Special Administrative Region for its detailed report, for its written replies to the list of issues established by the committee, as well as for the very constructive dialogue held in a positive spirit over the past 3 days, during which the large delegation from Macau provided this committee with valuable information on many issues which are raised by my colleagues. As we discussed, the committee, of course, has noted the legal framework, the special legal framework within which the covenant is incorporated into the system of Macau with regard to the basic law and also the issue of the interpretation of the basic law by the Standing Committee of the National People's Congress. The committee is reassured by the delegation's responses, especially its expression of continued commitment to the Covenant on Civil and Political Rights. As you probably know, the committee attaches great importance to the practical aspects, the legal as well, but also the practical aspects of the implementation of the covenant rights within the party and, of course, the available domestic remedies. Some concerns and discussions have been held, in particular the lack of a specific national human rights institution. I think we had a constructive dialogue over this issue. Hopefully the party might wish to reconsider its position on the lack of a comprehensive discrimination legislation, some issues of gender balance in the electoral process, trafficking in persons, and issues of refugees. We've had a useful exchange on the freedom of expression and assembly with the delegation and freedom of speech, including the position of journalists and academics, I think, at the last segment especially of this meeting. It's difficult for this committee to understand why some journalists or some academics would pose a threat to the national security of the party. However, I think that we have gained a lot of insight and information, and in particular, this dialogue has been conducted in a very positive and constructive manner, and I would like to thank the delegation for this. We hope to see the delegation in the next periodic reporting of the party, and I wish to, on behalf of the committee, to wish a good evening and convey our wishes to the delegation in Macau and, of course, to the representatives here of the People's Republic of China for their presence in this meeting. This meeting is now adjourned.